Grief is, I reckon, probably among the most terrible of emotions. If you've suffered it, I hope you can stay listening. You might find the experience of our next guest, our next story, uplifting. At 16 minutes to 8, how do you carry on when your world is rocked by tragedy? So many people carry that awful pain of having lost someone very, very dear to them. And for Zoe Strickland, that loss was traumatic and unexpected. Her eldest son, Elliot, took his own life near their home in Cairns 6 years ago. In fact, the anniversary of that death was yesterday. And the very next day, Zoe did something that some of you might find surprising, which over time, she says, helped her to make friends with her grief, as she explains here with Shani Kim.
When Elliot died, I felt like a splitting in two. It was such a schism. It was myself and my grief self. It felt such an unnatural thing for a mother to lose her child in that way. It was unbearable.
On June 23rd, 2018, Zoe Strickland's whole universe tilted.
Our eldest son, Elliot, who was 25 at the time, he took his life. He died by suicide. It was very unexpected, unimaginably painful.
The very next day, still traumatized and racked by excruciating early grief, Zoe picked up a pen and drew a picture. It's a little stick figure with a triangle for a dress holding onto a brick wall, with the words, "I'm hanging on by my fingernails."
That doodle I drew that day, yeah, that evening, Sunday, you know, what the hell? What the hell just happened? And I think that's what I did in the beginning. It's literally just hanging on, just keep hanging on.
It would become the first entry in a grief journal Zoe kept for 5 years, and the birth of Doodle Lady.
I kind of expressed my grief in pictures through this little character who I named after Doodle Lady. She wasn't a conscious birthing, she was more an arising from the depths. It was a very non-cerebral process. You know, I'm not an artist. Most of the doodles, they were done in like 4 seconds. And I don't think I could draw them now. The emotion that seems to come out of those doodles kind of shocks me when I look back at them. It was always with a Sharpie pen. The Sharpie pen had the best kind of traction on the paper, and it was kind of like a textured paper in my journals. I've got about 25 journals that I filled. I wrote most days. So yeah, it just happened. It was an outlet for my emotion, my thoughts, rantings, musings.
Zoe's drawings range from dark and despairing to light and hopeful. Like grief, their progression isn't linear. There's Doodle Lady staring down the rabbit hole of guilt, adopting the brace position for birthdays, Christmases, anniversaries, putting on mascara again for the first time 6 months on, making a cuppa when the going gets tough, and screaming expletives at the universe.
That's how it is. There is some brutally dark stuff in hard grief. It is interesting that the depths of despair can sit next to pockets of ease and lightness.
Despite the ups and downs, Zoe's grief eventually softened, and the journaling helped.
As you were doing this, were you thinking that this would be helping you heal, or you weren't even thinking about that at all?
No, I wasn't thinking about it at all. No, I was just doing it. When I look back, I can see why it helped, you know, the catharsis that happens with writing and staying in the slow lane and really tending to the heart, not trying to, you just can't fix things in the head. I think it's not just time that heals grief. I think it's the relationship we have with grief where we tend to its needs, but time does sweeten things a little. It's not just a spiritual trip, you know, you have to do the work and tending and befriending the dark and feeling safe in the dark. And the next day you can wake up and feel light and different. And then the next day you can feel in the trenches again and for no particular reason. I think it's just like that and accepting it.
Zoe shared some of her Doodle Lady drawings on social media and was overwhelmed by the response.
And it seemed like she connected in compassion with other people in grief, and I was encouraged to continue writing and doodling and to publish my work, which really I wrote for myself, but I think Doodle Lady's words are kind of universally applicable in grief to many.
A compilation of Zoe's doodles and diary entries is being published later this year.
You know, it's with humility I share my grief, and I have such admiration for the millions of people who quietly go about their grief. When I felt the need to shout about mine, in order to bring the work into a book, I had to go through all my diaries, which was quite confronting, I have to say. The book is an ode to grief, hence the title, To Grief With Love. I mean, I could have called it Grief For F*** Sake or Grief WTF, but it's about love. It's about pouring love into grief, and it's about pouring love into oneself. In publishing this work, I don't want to depress the bejesus out of people. I hope the end feeling is that it's about finding one's way and still finding meaning in life and ultimately joy. You know, that took a long time, joy. That said, I wish I hadn't had to write any of it. I'd have him back in a heartbeat. But that goes without saying.
Zoe stopped doodling about a year ago.
I was thinking about that the other day and thinking, why not? it was kind of like a point where, not drew a line under it, but it just, okay, that'll do for now. And maybe it's that unconscious mind in my psyche, it was healed to a certain point. My psyche and my heart and my soul could contain it. Perhaps that last doodle, it was myself and my grief self coming together, and we move forward together as opposed to two people. And though grief's never finished, I look back and I think I've traveled quite a long way. You know, it's present in my head and my heart, but it doesn't sink me usually. it's less complicated. I just miss him. I miss him.
That is Zoe Strickland sharing her very personal story after the loss of her son Elliot with Shani Kim, and some of the doodles that she was describing there. I think if you could just jump onto the ABC Far Northern webpage right now, it will really just make it so much more impactful if you could see her simple drawings, and her message is one that is so uplifting that you can make friends with your grief if you can find an outlet. Maybe just hearing Zoe's story will help you.